Hello.
Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
What is this for?
Yes, this is, we want to know your opinion about several laws, including Medicaid, veterinary services, and education in Florida.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Yeah, so are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you. Now, House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
I oppose it.
Thank you. Now, the Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
No, I think they should conceal their names.
So do you somewhat support it or strongly support to give the crime victims back the right? Okay, thank you. And strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Now, police officers, some police officers previously claimed that they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by the question.
Yes, we want to know if you would support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
Yes.
And do you somewhat
work for the public? They should have their names disclosed.
And so do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, for something different, do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
About right.
All right, thank you. In terms of providing public services, do you feel the state and local government in Florida spends tax revenue in a relatively wasteful manner, or spends tax revenue in a relatively efficient manner?
Efficient manner,
thank you. Now, a shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment?
Yes, I support it.
Supported. Thank you. Now, the cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Would you support
or
oppose legislation? I'm sorry?
I said so has food.
Oh, yes, that too. Now, would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need to expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals?
I would support that.
Thank you. Now, telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
I support that.
Okay.
They're never open at night.
Thank you. Now, veterinary PAs are like a physician's assistant, trained to support veterinarians. And we want to know if you would support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatment, while other the super under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian?
Yes. I support that.
Supporting. Thank you very much. Now, do you believe state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed or online newspaper on a regular basis?
Can you say that again?
Yes. Do you believe state and local government should or should not be required to republish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis?
I think they should.
They should. Thank you. And how likely do you think you would be able to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Would you be very likely, somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
To see it on the computer, you mean?
Yes, if the public notices were posted on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper.
I live by a computer, so more likely I would see it on a site, website or something before I would have published.
And so for the purpose of the question, how should I record it? Very likely or somewhat likely?
Very likely. Very likely.
Very likely. Thank you. Now, a recent study found that Florida's vacation rentals industry generates over $31 billion in the state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Are they very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all?
Very important. My kids and wife work in the restaurant business and everything. Yes, very important.
That's great. Thank you. Now, do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town?
They should. It's their business. It's their home. They're right. They can do what they want to.
Thank you. Now, do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
No, they should. It's their home. They own it. They can do what they want.
Thank you. And do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
It should be consistent throughout the state. Should be.
Thank you very much. And now we're going to switch it once more. Do you know how to swim?
Well, of course.
And do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill?
They should.
They should. Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track or do you think they are on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank
That's
you.
Why homeschooling now, please. A lot.
Oh, okay. So I don't know how relevant this will be, but please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences.
Should they have the right to strike?
For better wages and working conditions.
No.
So do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with the statement?
I somewhat disagree.
Thank you very much. Next, I will read two statements about Florida school curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me which comes closer to your opinion. First one is, public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math, or public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum. I'm sorry, what was that?
Nothing. Nothing. Go ahead. Sorry.
Don't worry. The next one was, public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning. Excuse me.
Wait a minute. Society, identity? Is that what you said?
Identity and society into learning.
Well, my daughter was an advanced student, and my son is, so they should be able to have that type of curriculum. But sadly, they don't teach writing. Half the kids can't write anything. So the first statement's correct, because they needed to teach them that back in first, second grade. High school, they should do the advanced. So that's a double-edged question.
Yeah. We just want to know, what is the closest that comes to your opinion. So was the first one your answer?
I guess so, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Apparently they don't teach that very well.
Thank you. Now, in your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you?
No, I've lived here 20 years, but I know they are now. So, yes. Since Little California and New York's moved here, yes. Everything's skyrocketed now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area?
Yes.
And do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing?
They do need to address that. I strongly feel that.
Thank you. Now, do you believe Florida's local governments should or should not take more decisive action at a local level through zoning, permit, and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing?
I strongly feel that the local government should address it. Yes. What does that mean?
Thank you. Thank you. And if an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocated for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how would that affect your vote? Would you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your voting decision?
I'll vote for anybody as long as it ain't a Democrat. Is that your question?
No, we want to know if the unelected official at the local or state level strongly advocated for programs, say, to create financially affordable housing options for working class families.
Would I vote for them or vote for that? Yes.
Yeah. Would you be more likely to vote for them, less likely
more
to
likely.
Vote for them?
More likely.
Thank you. Finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. It would require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over 18 and under age 65 whose income are below 138% of the federal poverty level, who meet other eligibility requirements with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. It will also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
How are they going to pay for it?
It doesn't say.
Oh, because they're raising taxes, I'd say no. But if they're taking through the money through like rental properties and all that condo, I'd say yes. I would support that. I would vote for them.
Mm-hmm. And based on what you've heard, how should I record it? Yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 34? 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Caucasian, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
I shouldn't have to answer that, but I'll go ahead and say it. Caucasian, white.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a Cuban-American?
A what?
Cuban-American. Do you consider yourself Cuban-American?
Yes. Well, born and raised in the U.S. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school?
No, they came out of the schools.
Thank you. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, something else?
Male.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your time, sir. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful night.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.